Some towns are known for having a large number of ancestors from a specific country. That is the case for this city, for it has the distinction of having the highest percentage of folks from this one specific country of any other in the U.S. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
After the U.S. Civil War, Norwegian families began to immigrate to this nation. Prior to the war, it had been mostly single Norwegians. Faye Torkelson Akinpaw lives in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, and she traces her family tree to that second wave of immigrants.
All four of my grandparents were born in Norway. They did not know each other in Norway. They came from four different regions of Norway.
Faye says her mother was confirmed in the local church, St. Pauli Lutheran, in 1923. The first class to have the option to be confirmed in English, but she chose Norwegian. And while the number of people fluent in Norwegian has decreased over the years, Faye says she can speak some of the language, and this is still a very Norwegian community.
The 2000 census showed Thief River was the most Norwegian city of any city with a population of over 5,000. We are just right under 50% of Norwegian ancestry here.
And it appears the city may remain quite Norwegian for a while.
We have a lot of Johnsons, Petersons, Hansons, Olsons, Knudsons, Torkelsons. What am I missing? Nelsons, Andersons, Ericssons?
They have a Norwegian Heritage Week here every May, a great way to take in many cultural events. Most people like to visit in summer, but when you are of Norwegian descent living here, well, winter isn't all that bad either.
Oh, cold, you know. As the Norwegians say, it's a matter of clothing. There is no such thing as bad weather. There's only bad clothing.
It was 15 below the day I interviewed Faye, and I've remembered her words every time I must dress for the extreme cold. Traveling the countryside in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.